You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, Praise for the Godly Woman. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
Some of the stories in the Bible are so powerful, so dramatic, and so emotionally moving that if these historical events were cast in Hollywood, and if they were then placed on national television, they would certainly draw larger viewing audiences than most sitcoms do today. This would certainly be the case with the dramatic Bible story of Ruth, Naomi, and Boaz. The Bible says that a young lady named Ruth lived with her family in the country of Moab. The Bible also explains that in the neighboring country of Israel, there was a very severe drought. Consequently, people from Israel moved to Moab to find food. When these people arrived, Ruth became acquainted with one of the new families, but even more important, she fell in love with one of the young Hebrew men, and eventually she married him. In all of this, one very important thing happened. Through her in-laws, Ruth began to know and to worship the true God of the Bible. Now, for a number of years, Ruth enjoyed her new family, but then after 10 years, Ruth's husband died, and her mother-in-law, Naomi, decided to return home to Israel. And as Naomi prepared to leave, she tried to kiss her daughter-in-law, Ruth, goodbye. However, Ruth would not permit this. She insisted on going with Naomi. Finally, Naomi agreed. And it so happened that when Ruth and Naomi arrived back in Israel, it was harvest time. This was when reapers went into the field and when they cut down the wheat and when they bound the grain stalks into bundles. It was also customary for these reapers to leave behind a few stalks of grain so that the poor people could pick them up. And so, since Ruth and her mother-in-law had very few resources, Ruth went into the fields with other poor people to gather some grain. One day, the Bible says, as Ruth was gleaning the grain, a very rich man named Boaz saw her. Immediately, he asked his servants, "Who is this lady?" Then these servants explained, "This is Ruth, a lady who has forsaken the idol worship of her old land and who has now come with her mother-in-law to serve God." And they also explained the kindness that Ruth showed to Naomi, her mother-in-law. Boaz was very, very impressed. And so Boaz instructed his servants to drop extra grain on purpose so that Ruth could pick it up. Shortly thereafter, the harvest was finished. Boaz fell in love with Ruth, and he married her. Now, the most interesting thing of this entire story is this. Ruth became the great-grandmother of King David, and long years later, from her descendants, Jesus, the Savior of the world, was born. Oh, what a dramatic and touching story this is. However, this story of Ruth and Naomi and Boaz is more than mere interesting religious history. In a world that is looking for direction, and in a society that seeks role models, Ruth is a compelling personality. Her humble character, her patience, and her determination to serve the true God is a positive example of hope in our often negative world. And so then, on this special day, along with commending the example of Ruth, we on this program publicly recognize that in 1999, we have many women, wives and mothers and grandmothers, who daily display the love and the patience of Ruth. The Bible says, "A woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised." As each day dawns, thousands of mothers roll out of bed and immediately concern themselves with the needs of their family. With love and care and often great sacrifice, these wonderful women do not complain about their family responsibilities. Instead, with patience and with a deep faith in the Lord, these godly women rise early to take their children to school, to keep the house clean, to shop for groceries, to take children to after-school events. Many of these same women also help provide an income that is now often required to make house payments, pay the taxes, and keep life moving ahead. And so today, as we compare Ruth, the virtuous woman of the Bible, with many mothers today, it is paramount that we point out one thing very clearly. You see, Ruth's people had served a hideous false god. This idol was sometimes called a fire god because he was worshipped with fire. And his image was made of brass, and this idol had a hollow place inside which fire was built. And then when the brass image became red hot, the sacrifices were placed into this idol's outstretched arms. Incredible as it may seem, sometimes even children were placed into this fire and offered as sacrifices. And so, as Ruth grew up in Moab, she often had seen her people bow down before this false god. However, when Ruth became a friend of the Israelites, she also came to know the true God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of holiness and the God of forgiveness and mercy. Now, today, most women, at least in the Western world, are not forced into making the hard choice of deciding between an array of cultural gods. Nevertheless, many wives today and countless mothers of 1999 are tempted by the devil to serve the god of the shopping center, the god of direct sales and computers, the gods of fashion, and the god of vain beauty. This is a terrible tragedy because the gods we serve, knowingly or unknowingly, determine our eternal destiny. And so you mothers and wives and grandmothers, pray earnestly that God will enable you and your entire family to turn away from the god of affluence and the gods of money and materialism. And whenever your children or family members are tempted to follow New Age religion or to embrace various non-Christian spiritual movements, then raise a red flag of warning immediately and be as insistent as Ruth was. Simply refuse to even consider the gods of superstition, the gods of philosophy, and the gods of New Age. Instead, urge your children, yes, urge your entire family to go to church and to Sunday school every week. In so doing, like Ruth, your family will be going in the right direction spiritually, and then they're going to be blessed. By attending church only occasionally, you are inviting the devil to sow seeds of doubt into the minds of your loved ones. And whenever it is possible, mothers and wives and grandmothers, work with your husbands. Make sure that at least some type of family devotions take place in your home. And where there is no husband in the house, then assume this important and God-pleasing responsibility yourself. And so then, as we consider today the wonderful example of Ruth from the Bible, we also see that Ruth was humble enough to join the other poor people in gleaning for food in the field. Let this example from the Bible be an additional inspiration for many of our resourceful mothers today. You see, Ruth had to pick up what was left over after the reapers had gone through the field. Many wives and mothers today find themselves in similar situations. Their resources are limited, and so instead of buying groceries at the most classy food markets, they go instead to local wholesale food stores, buy discounted food and food in bulk, sacking their own groceries and toting them to the car. Many of these wonderful mothers do this not to parade their humility, but so that their families will have money for other important items. Consequently, again, we on this program salute you mothers, wives, and grandmothers who sacrifice regularly so that those you love can have the best that your budget will allow. And so today, God is speaking to all of you women. As you launch each new day, begin with a positive attitude of hope and joy. And because of what Jesus Christ has done for you on the cross, your gracious Heavenly Father, by His Holy Spirit, now promises you a new relationship of forgiveness. Also with your husband, your children, your own parents, and your in-laws. Yes, the Bible says, lay aside the old self. Lay aside your old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, so that you may be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Then, yes, then put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and in the holiness of the truth. And the next time you are struggling with a relationship in your family, focus your thoughts on the words from the Bible. And I quote, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave Himself up on the cross for you. Oh, my friends, all these words that I've just spoken, primarily for you wives and mothers and grandmothers, they deal with love and forgiveness and healing and restoration. And all of these expressions are rooted, yes, they find their foundation and their source in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. You see, before you can have true forgiveness in your family and in your marriage, and before you can have a warm relationship of trust between parents and children and between children and parents, you need to understand by faith what happened when Jesus was crucified on the cross of Calvary. Before the crucifixion, your sins erected a barrier or a wall between you and your God. And then when Jesus died on the cross, He tore down, yes, He destroyed, He removed forever this barrier between you and your gracious God. And this was all done so that you and your Heavenly Father can now be friends once again. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, God has now enabled you to also remove barriers in your family. And this happens when you, without hesitation and without qualification, when you go to another family member and say, I forgive you. I forgive you just as God has forgiven me in Jesus Christ. And so then today we have spoken primarily about women and young ladies and housewives and mothers and grandmothers. Each of you has a tremendous responsibility in a culture that is often confused and in a society that gropes and stumbles in the darkness of its own self-centeredness. Let the shining example of Ruth be for each of you a beacon of light and hope. Let the unselfishness of Ruth be for you a role model of the ideal woman. Let Ruth's spirit-inspired desire to turn away from her old life of false gods and onto a new life centered in the God of the Bible, let this, by the grace of God, become the driving force and the compass of your life. For if any person is in Jesus Christ, the Bible says, the old has passed away and all things have become new. Dear Heavenly Father, today we give you special thanks for ladies and wives and mothers and grandmothers. By your Spirit, lead each of these wonderful women to see as their role model not modern movements and philosophies in society, but rather, O Lord, biblical personalities such as you gave to Ruth. O Lord, assure all mothers and grandmothers that their past failures have all been paid for when Jesus died on the cross. And now give each of these women a hope and a joy in Christ, a hope and a joy that is eternal. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.